Okay, we're going to do something a little different tonight, so I'm going to ask Heidi to pass out a piece of paper to each one here, except maybe the very youngest, anyone that can write their ABCs ought to be able to handle this. And if they don't have a pencil, if you don't have a pencil, she also has some pencils. So as I'm introducing this, she'll be handing that out. You know what when I was asked to preach, I thought, what do I really want to do? I wanted to help us to know our reasons that this is the Church of Christ. And as I pondered how I might do this, I thought back to the fact that I'm a teacher and like to give tests. So basically that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to have a test, and these questions I want you to respond. Most of them will be true, false, or multiple choice. And so you can write, all you'll have to write is A, B, C, D. I want you to number the paper from 1 to 30. You probably have to use the backside. I don't know if there's quite 30 pages there. And I don't want you to let anybody else see your paper. Now, I'm not afraid that you're going to cheat or anything like that. It's just I don't want you to be embarrassed if you miss one. Okay? What I will do here is I will read the question two times through, so that if you don't hear it the first time, you've got a second chance. Now, I don't have time, I don't believe, to respond to questions from the audience. So if you don't understand the question or something, you'll just have to guess on it or pass on it, I guess. But when I give you a short chance to write down your answer, what I will do is give you the correct answer so you can correct it immediately yourself. I'm not going to collect these by any means. I want to give you the answers right away. And when you get the answer, and when you get the answer down, I will give the correct answer. And then after I give the correct answer, I may or may not give some remarks concerning that particular question. Okay. Is that all the paper there is? Is there some more? There's one here and two more back here. Okay. Brother and Sister Gould just came down. Here comes some more. All right. Does everybody understand now? Remember, you will number your paper from 1 to 30. And you will have choices, true, false, just put a T or an F, or A, B, C, sometimes D, and sometimes even choice E. And then there's two or three that are not multiple choice. Okay, are we set here? There's a few people yet to get these. I'm going to give questions, and then I'm going to give the answers right away. So I want you to respond to these. There's 30 questions in all, so it's not going to be an extremely long test. What I'm trying to do is cover several aspects. I couldn't by any means cover everything and every question that would relate to the church, so What I'll do here is read them through twice. I will read the answers through twice, and then give you a short break, and then give you the correct answer. All right, number one. We need to pray too. A, God the Father, B, Jesus Christ, C, the Holy Ghost, D, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Some of them might be a little humorous, to us at least. Or E, either God the Father or Jesus Christ. I'll read that again. Number one, we need to pray to A, God the Father, B, Jesus Christ, C, the Holy Ghost, D, Mary, the mother of Jesus, or E, to either or both God the Father and Jesus Christ. Okay, make sure you have your answer down. Maybe there may be some of these and not everybody would agree with me, but this is the answer. The correct answer is A. We pray to God in the name of Christ. And I might point out Matthew 6:6 in that respect. Matthew 6:6 says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." We pray to the Father in the name of Christ. Number two, when we are baptized, A, we are saved and will go to heaven. B, we are saved by grace if we endure to the end. C, all our sins are washed away and we can sin no more. D, we will be saved only if we pay a penalty in the prison house for each sin we commit after baptism. I again read those. Number two, when we are baptized. A, we are saved and will go to heaven. B, we are saved by grace if we endure to the end. C, all of our sins are washed away and we can sin no more. D, we will be saved only if we pay a penalty in the prison house for each sin we commit after baptism. Okay. Everybody have the answer down? The correct answer is B. We are saved by grace if we endure to the end. And Matthew 10:22 is one scripture that we might look up in relation to that. "And ye shall be hated of men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." I could go to also 2 Nephi, the 11th chapter, in the 44th verse, where it tells us that we are saved by grace after all that we can do. Okay, number three. Christ will soon return to the earth and rapture... this is a true-false. Christ will soon return to the earth and rapture away the true Christians to protect them from the trials and destructions to take place on earth. True, false. Again, I read it. Christ will soon return to the earth and rapture away the true Christians to protect them from the trials and destructions that take place on earth. True or false? T or F? Okay, does everybody have that marked? To find my scripture to give you a chance to mark it. Okay, the answer is false, and I'll read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 16 and 17, where it says, "And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." That's a scripture that they use a lot of times to point to a rapture. But where was Christ coming? And where will we be with him? It's not, as Brother Bell once said, It's not the thereafter, it's the hereafter that we're looking forward to. I might also read Acts 1:11 in that respect. Where it says, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you in heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go up into heaven. He's coming back to the earth. I think there's enough evidence and at least dreams and so on in these latter days that point towards a protection here on earth for those of his people, so that we're to pray that we can escape all of these things that are coming upon the earth, but it depends on our righteousness. But I believe there will be some protection, but it won't be that we would be raptured away. Number four, God can speak to us through A, only the prophets. B, only the ministry. C, any man who is a member of the church. D, whomsoever or whatsoever he wants. I repeat, God, number four, God can speak to us through A, only the prophets. B, only the ministry. C, any man who is a member of the church. D, whomsoever and whatsoever he wants. Give you a minute to respond. All right, the correct answer is D. He can speak through any person. He even spoke through a dumb ass, as is recorded in the 22nd chapter of Numbers, if you want to look it up. And in Habakkuk, in the second chapter, he talked about speaking through a stone. So he can speak through anything that he wants at any time. Number five, we are a Protestant church. B, a church that has been hidden but continued on down from the time of Christ. C, a cult. D, none of the above. I repeat, we are A, Protestant church. B, a church that has been hidden but has continued on down from the time of Christ. C, a cult. And D, none of the above. The correct answer is D. We are none of those. We are not a Protestant church. Those are the churches that protested the Catholic movement. This church was restored. It is a restoration church. The restoration church. The restored church. True, there are others that look back to the same restoration as their root, but they are all apostate in the restoration. They have at the time of the death of Joseph Smith, a group went west. Another group was reorganized shortly thereafter. There have been many splinter groups off. The reorganized church and even a splinter group or two off the Church of Christ. They are the apostate restoration. We are the restored church. Number six. Water baptism can be performed by A, anyone. B, any member of the Church of Christ. C, any ministry of the Church of Christ. D, apostles, elders, and priests. Or E, apostles and elders only. I repeat, 6. Water baptism can be performed by A, anyone. B, any member of the Church of Christ. C, any ministry of the Church of Christ. D, apostles, elders, and priests. And E, apostles and elders only. Okay, the correct answer there is D. Page 40 in the Book of Commandments, verse 32 says, an apostle is an elder, and it is his calling to baptize and ordain other elders, priests, teachers, and deacons, and so on. Verse 36 says, the priest's duty is to preach, teach, expound, exhort, and baptize, and administer the sacrament, etc. In verse 41, it says, just to let you know that it's not just any ministry, it says, but neither the teacher nor the deacon have authority to baptize nor administer the sacrament, and so on. So D is the correct answer there, apostles, elders, and priests. For number 7, I have to look to find a scripture here. Now, you should know this one because it was used last week. But Isaiah 29:17 reads, is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest. Now this prophecy that was fulfilled, the rains returned to this area in 1853 and 1854, this is a prophecy that was fulfilled and is significant in that A. It tells that the Book of Mormon would come forth a while before that happened. B, it tells that the Jews would return to that area just before the rains came back. C, it marks the time when Gog, that is Russia, would be established. Let me repeat that one. It's a little more complicated than some of the others. Isaiah 29:17 reads, is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest. The rains returned to this area in 1853 and 1854. This is a prophecy that was fulfilled and is significant in that A, it tells that the Book of Mormon would come forth a while before that happened. B, it tells that the Jews would return to that area just before the rains came back. Or C, it marks the time when Gog, that is Russia, would be established. The correct answer is A. And let me read just a few more verses from 29. Let me read verse 4 where it says, and thou shalt be brought down and shall speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as one that hath a familiar spirit. Out of the ground thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. You know, that's the Book of Mormon. Verse 11 says, and the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee, and he saith, I cannot read it, for it is sealed. And I read 17, I'm going to read verse 18 of the 29th chapter. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. That's the Book of Mormon. Okay. This one is a little easier. True, false. A little easier to read, at least. I don't know. Number 8. The ministry of Christ must be called of God. True or false? The ministry of Christ must be called of God. correct answer there is true. Okay. I want to read Hebrews 5 in verse 4. It says, "And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron." If you want to see how Aaron was called, you can go to the 28th chapter of Exodus to read that. Okay, number 9. This is also true/false. The 12 apostles were to head the church on earth and were to be replaced when vacancies occurred. True or false? I repeat. The 12 apostles were to head the church on earth and were to be replaced when vacancies occurred. Okay, mark your answer. The correct answer there is true. Paul became an apostle, Barnabas, and others are mentioned in the scriptures. Number 10, multiple choice. The father of the American Indian is A, Ephraim, B, Manasseh, C, Judah, D, Esau. I repeat. Number 10, the father of the American Indian is A, Ephraim, B, Manasseh, C, Judah, D, Esau. The correct answer there is B, Manasseh. And I'll read that in 1 Nephi, chapter 1, verse 164 and 165, it says, "And it came to pass that my father Lehi also found upon the plates of brass a genealogy of his fathers, wherefore he knew that he was a descendant of Joseph, yea, even that Joseph who was the son of Jacob, who was sold into Egypt, and who was preserved by the hand of the Lord, that he might preserve his father Jacob and all his household from perishing with famine." Well, that didn't really say it was Manasseh, but it said it was his father, who was Joseph. But you go to Alma 8, chapter 8, and verse 3, which says, "And Amminadi was a descendant of Nephi, who was the son of Lehi, who came out of the land of Jerusalem, who was a descendant of Manasseh, who was the son of Joseph, who was sold into Egypt by the hands of his brethren." So the American Indian, the father of the American Indian, is Manasseh. Number 11. The, quote, 1,203 days, end quote, mentioned in the 12th chapter of Revelation refers to A, 1,260 years in which the church would be in apostasy, B, 3.5 years in which there would be a great destruction on the earth, C, the 3.5 years of Christ's ministry, D, the millennial reign of Christ plus the little season. I repeat. 12. The quote, 1,203 days, unquote, mentioned in the 12th chapter of Revelation refers to A, 1,260 years in which the church would be in apostasy, B, 3.5 years in which there would be great destruction upon the earth, C, the 3.5 years of Christ's ministry, or D, the millennial reign of Christ plus the little season. The correct answer there is A, the 1,260 years in which the church would be in apostasy. And if you want to go into more detail on that, you could read Daniel McGregor's A Marvelous Work and a Wonder. Number 12, referring to this same period of time, what is the starting point of that period of time. A, at the second coming of the Lord. B, after the coming great destruction. C, at the death of Christ on the cross. D, at the birth of Christ. E, oh, I didn't got an F on this one. When Christ was about 30 years old. Or F, about 570 AD at the fall of the Roman Empire. 14. What is the starting point of this period of time at 1260 years? A, at the second coming of the Lord. B, at the coming, after the coming great destruction. C, at the death of Christ on the cross. D, at the birth of Christ. E, when Christ was about 30 years old. Or F, about 570 AD at the fall of the Roman Empire. The correct answer is F, about 570 AD at the fall of the Roman Empire. This is when the church went into apostasy. This is when the woman in Revelation 12:6 fled into the wilderness. Okay, still considering this same period of time. What is the ending point of that period of time? A, 2000 AD. B, some years before 2000 AD. And the a scripture that represents that, and except those days shall be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days should be shortened. That's Matthew 24:22. Or C, about 30 AD. Or D, 4 BC. Or E, 1830. Again, what is the ending point of that period of time? A, 2000 AD. B, some years before 2000 AD. And I won't read that scripture here this time. C, about 30 AD. D, about 4 BC. Or E, 1830. The correct answer is E. If you add 1260 to 570 AD, it comes out to 1830. That's when the church was established. Okay, we're number 14, right? This is true or false. There are now three recognized priesthoods, the Melchizedek, the Aaronic, and the Levitical. I repeat, true or false. There are now three recognized priesthoods, the Melchizedek, the Aaronic, and the Levitical. True or false? Okay, the correct answer there is false. There are only two, the Melchizedek and the Aaronic. The Levitical was the priesthood of the Jews at the time of Christ. Number 15 is also true/false. The priest can baptize and lay on hands for the reception of the Holy Ghost. True or false? The priest can baptize and lay on hands for the reception of the Holy Ghost. True or false? Okay, the correct answer is false. Only the apostles and elders can lay on hands. The priests can baptize, but they cannot lay on hands for the reception of the Holy Ghost. You go back to page 40 in the Book of Commandments to verify that. All right, number 16. We do not believe in the office of high priest because, A, Christ, when he was sacrificed on the cross, did away with the office. B, it was an office that never should have existed. And C, a revelation to Joseph Smith did away with the office. I repeat, we do not believe in the office of high priest because, A, Christ, when he was sacrificed on the cross, did away with the office. B, it was an office that never should have existed. And D, or C, a revelation to Joseph Smith did away with the office. Okay, the correct answer there, where are we now again, is A. And I want to go to Hebrews, the 9th chapter, and verses 23 through 28, where it says, it was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into the heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men to die, once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. I'm going to also read in the 9th. Okay. That was the 9th chapter, wasn't it? In the 7th chapter, there's a little bit more here. If you want to read that in the 7th chapter, 22 through 28, I think I'll read this one in Alma on that wise. The 16th chapter of Alma and verses 215 and 216. I know I'm not giving you the pages here, and maybe it's, if some of you are trying to follow along, it might be difficult. That's on page 429. 215, and behold, this is the whole meaning of the law, every whit pointing to that great and last sacrifice. And that great and last sacrifice will be the Son of God, yea, infinite and eternal, and thus he shall bring salvation to all those who believe on his name, this being the intent of this last sacrifice, to bring about the bowels of mercy, which overpowereth justice, and bringeth about means unto men, that they may have faith unto repentance. So the priest's duties, the high priest's duties, were done away with. So we do not believe in the high priest office. Number 17. The Lamanites are A. descendants of Joseph, who had the coat of many colors. B. a race of people that was completely wiped out. D, or C, a group of people who were taken captive from Jerusalem just before the birth of Christ. I repeat, number 17. The Lamanites are A, descendants of Joseph who had the coat of many colors. C, or B, a race of people that was completely wiped out. C, a group of people that were taken captive from Jerusalem just before the birth of Christ. Now, we already read the scripture on that one, so you should know that one. The Lamanites are the Church of Christ was established in A, 1830, B, 1844, C, 1868, D, 1914. The correct answer there is 1830. A is the answer. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one, number 19, starts out with a quote. Quote, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." That scripture is taken from Matthew 16:18. "This rock upon which Christ will build his church is A, Peter. B, the knowledge of Christ through revelation. C, the Holy Ghost. D, Mount Zion." Repeat. "And I say unto thee..." The correct answer there is B, the knowledge of Christ through revelation. Some believe it is Peter, but it's the knowledge that Peter had of Christ that he received through revelation. Number 20, multiple choice. The Book of Commandments is completely contained in the book, in the Doctrine and Covenants with no changes. B, completely contained in the Doctrine and Covenants, but the Doctrine and Covenants has been altered from the original in many important respects. C, an expanded version of the Doctrine and Covenants. Or D, contains all the important revelations given to the church before 1830 down through 1914. Okay, number 20. The Book of Commandments is A, completely contained in the Doctrine and Covenants with no changes. B, completely contained in the Doctrine and Covenants, but the Doctrine and Covenants has been altered from the original in many important respects. C, an expanded version of the Doctrine and Covenants. D, contains all the important revelations given to the church from before 1830 down through 1914. Too bad it isn't D. The correct answer there is B, completely contained in the Doctrine and Covenants, but there's been many things changed. You can read Changing of the Revelation by Daniel McGregor to verify that. Number 21 is true and false. The country surrounding Jerusalem is the land of Israel talked about in the prophecies of the Bible. True or false? The country surrounding Jerusalem is the land of Israel talked about in the prophecies of the Bible. The correct answer, and you may disagree, but the correct answer is false. I believe it is this land. And since I'm the teacher, my answer goes today. Okay. Number 22. The two sticks spoken of in the Bible refer to A, the Mosaic Law and the Gospel Law. B, the Old Testament and the New Testament of the Bible. C, the Bible and the Book of Mormon. D, the Gentiles and the Jews. Repeat. The two sticks spoken of in the Bible refer to A, the Mosaic Law and the Gospel Law. B, the Old Testament and the New Testament of the Bible. C, the Bible and the Book of Mormon. Or D, the Gentiles and the Jews. The correct answer there is C, the Bible and the Book of Mormon. Number 23. True or false? Hell is the devil's prison house. True or false? Hell is the devil's prison house. The answer is false. It is God's prison house. Number 24, true or false? The Book of Mormon story starts somewhere in Central or South America. True or false? The Book of Mormon story starts somewhere in Central or South America. The correct answer there is false. It starts in Jerusalem. Okay? Number 25. The temple of the Lord in these latter days will be built in A, Jerusalem, B, anywhere on the 63 acres of land originally purchased by the church in Independence, Missouri, or C, only on the temple lot. The temple of the Lord in these latter days will be built in A, in Jerusalem, B, anywhere on the 63 acres of land originally purchased by the church in Independence, Missouri, or C, only on the temple lot. The correct answer is C. Only on the temple lot. Another true false, number 26. God changes with time, true or false? God changes with time, true or false? Wendy, you're not supposed to be looking. The answer is false. We're given in the scripture that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. All right, on these last four, it will not be multiple choice or true false, but you are to tell which book and chapter and verse if you want to try, but book and chapter where these following scriptures can be found. Alright? Just the book and chapter. If you know which verses it is, fine. What? These are easy ones. Number 27. Where do you find the creation of the world? Where do you find the creation of the world? Mark it down quickly. The answer is in the first chapter and the second chapter of Genesis, if you got either one, okay. Give you credit for it. It's both in the first and second chapter of Genesis. Number 28, where do you find the Beatitudes? There's two places. Get one of them. Where do you find the Beatitudes? The book and the chapter. Where do you find the Beatitudes? Everybody had enough time to think? It's in the fifth chapter of Matthew or the fifth chapter of 3 Nephi. Okay? Anybody get both of them? Okay. 29. Where do you find one of the two main references to the Book of Mormon in the Bible? Book and chapter. Where do you find one of the two main references to the Book of Mormon in the Bible? What book and chapter in the Bible do we find the main references to the Book of Mormon? Okay, we read some of one of them, That was Isaiah 29. And the other one is in Ezekiel 37. So either Isaiah 29 or Ezekiel 37 would satisfy the answer there. And number 30, where do you find the six principles of the gospel? And if you get the answer down real quick, maybe you could jot down what the six principles are. Where do you find the six principles of the gospel? Paul? Where is it? Sixth chapter of Hebrew. The sixth chapter of Hebrew. Okay? All right. Now, scoring. 30 right is 100%. Usually, most teachers mark 90% for an A, 80% for a B, 70% for a C, and 60% for a D. That means if you got 3 wrong, you still got an A. 6 wrong would be a B. 9 wrong would be a C. 12 wrong would be a D. Any more than 12 wrong, you flunk. Stay after school. Now, the point I want to make here. Now, hopefully most of these should be common knowledge among the people of the church. Now, if you missed some, you didn't get at least an A. I think some studying should be in order. Of course, there may be some that you missed because you did not understand the question or something. But we should be armed with this knowledge of the church. We should know some of these basic things. I could have come up with many more questions, some of them as easy as some of these, some much more difficult. But we should know certain things about the church, and you know how you did. I'm not going to ask anybody. If you want to tell me you got 100%, I'll be glad to hear it. But like I said, I think there's certain things that we should know, and hopefully if this test did nothing more than give you a understanding of what you don't know, and hopefully a desire to delve further into those things that you don't know, then I've been successful this evening. Thank you.